get a move on that thing, right? Hey, listen, you stay right where you are. We're coming back with more great music on the way. And I know that you're going to be blessed when we come back. Stay with us.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Not like our nation. Hello, somebody. And when an ungodly ruler turns away from the principle by which God has established, affirmed, and declared a nation, that nation now is a reflection of that ungodly ruler or leader. Ahab was that such ruler that turned away from God, in spite of the fact that he was chosen to lead the nation of Israel. We see all of these things transpiring, and it was during the rule of Ahaz that one of the most powerful of Isaiah's great promised prophecies was proclaimed. God has a way of taking a leader, a prophet, to share to the nation all of the things that will transpire for future events. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, it was to this king, Ahaz, who had turned away from the Lord, and who in this act, it represented all mankind, that Isaiah was sent with a clear promise that one day God himself would take on human flesh. When we see what God is doing, when we see what God was establishing, God himself would take on a human form. That one day a virgin would have a child and he would be the son of God. My brothers and sisters, as I pondered that statement, I realized the gravity of the prophecy. Not only the accuracy of the prophecy, but that God was establishing our Redeemer King. But that was also a plot by the world system to stop the birth of the Messiah King, this Redeemer King. And whenever there is a prophet, whenever there is a movement by God to establish hope, there will always be some form of opposition against it. We are told that King Herod, hearing that a Messiah king would be born, gave an order to kill all male children who were in Bethlehem. King Herod wanted to stop this king, this Messiah, which would rival him. But God was sending Jesus into the world to be the Savior of mankind. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, if we examine Jesus' name, Jesus' name means Savior or Deliverer. Yeah. If we think about why a Savior and a Deliverer sent, It was because of God's unconditional love for man. The world was in a chaotic state because of the fallen nature of man. So we see in Isaiah 7:14, it says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Which is interpreted God with us. My brothers and sisters, from that statement, the world was able to behold God manifested in flesh. And even today, in the year 2020, over 2,000 years, men are still questioning who Jesus was. Some said he was nothing more than a good man. Others said he was nothing more than a prophet or a preacher. But they questioned the authenticity of the man. They questioned how he was born. They questioned so many things relating and concerning Jesus the Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us. My brothers and sisters, it is not by chance that Scripture foretold his coming, but when the Savior of the world would arrive, many did not recognize him. Isn't it amazing how God can send prophets and preachers and ministers, and they can share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but the world will not recognize him, the authenticity of God's word, as it is being expounded, and men and women will not recognize what God is saying, in spite of the fact that it is written in his word and being shared from a pulpit. How often we choose to believe a lie more so than the truth. And so the Lord is saying, I'm going to send you the truth. I'm going to send you one who is emblematic of truth. And the world did not recognize the truth. Why is it that the world cannot recognize the truth? The world cannot recognize the truth because the world would prefer to believe a lie versus the truth. You know why? Because there's so much in lies that is infatuating, it's so consuming. There's a man, Bruce, and ain't doing nothing but telling. And the world is infatuated with it. But when we share the truth, it is so boring. But that man can tell more. And people just gravitate, and the media is just eating it up because it is something different. But when Christ came and revealed the truth, the world did not recognize him. Why? Yeah. Why is that? Yeah. Why is it that we would rather believe a lie than the truth? When we see what the Lord was establishing and affirming what God was doing, Scripture says he, Jesus, came to his own and his own received him not. He came to the Jewish race. Everything is prophetic, is pointed towards the Jewish nation. If you ever want to understand what's going on in the world, look at the Jewish nation, because everything points towards Israel. Christ will come back for his chosen people. And those who have accepted him as Lord. We, you and I, who are Gentiles, have been grafted in because of what Christ did through the nation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the patriarchs. My brothers and sisters, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It's about what we believe that makes us acceptable to God the Father through faith. God sent his Son into the world to redeem mankind. And those who would believe would become the sons of God. God sent his Son to conquer and give the answer to the sin question. And this was due to mankind's fallen state. The birth of Jesus, Antioch, was divinely inspired. As God began to intervene on behalf of man, fallen nature, the coming Messiah would have a twofold nature. Jesus' birth first was through the woman by a natural birthing process. Yeah. And this made Jesus a human baby. My brothers and sisters, the woman played a tremendous role. And even today, women are discounted to a large degree in many of the places around, nations around the world. But what I have to say and what I believe is, according to Scripture, it says that Christ came through the woman. Right. Didn't come through the man. So why do we put so much evidence on the man? Because God said man won't have anything to do with this. Galatians 4 and 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, not made by man, but by a woman. Jesus' birth was not only a human birth, but a Jewish birth as well. Jesus was subject to the ordinances under the law. And he, Jesus, was subject to the limitation of his humanity, his physical being. But Jesus hungered, as you and I. He was thirsty. He grew tired. He wept. He was tested. And what this natural order did was it established Jesus' relationship and identity with mankind. So when I come before a holy father, I won't be able to say, you don't know my story. You don't understand what I've been through. You don't know my saga. You don't know all of the things that happened and what the world did to me. And the Lord said, but my son, he hungered. He was thirsty. He grew tired. He wept. He was even tempted. But he did not yield to temptation. My brothers and sisters, Jesus' presence did not just appear upon the scene as Melchizedek, who was also one of those high priests. It was through Jesus' birth which established Jesus' humanity with mankind so that he can identify with everything each and every one of us are experiencing. What are you experiencing today? This world is in a chaotic state. There are so many things that are happening today. I listened to the news the other day, and it hurt me to hear so many people that have died. People that are hurting, people that were trying to help others because of this pandemic, and they lost a father or a mother or a husband and a wife died simultaneously because of all of the things that are going on. Jesus can identify with all of our trials and our suffering. Yeah. Secondly, he was born spiritually. Or he was conceived by the powers of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. And what this did, it revealed God's divinity or God's godly presence. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, was totally man and totally God at the same time. Jesus told the disciples, when you have seen me,
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmatthews@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward, Louisiana, 7145. As always, we hope to see you in church.
But if we look at our rebirth,
KQKO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
And this is after the order of God.